It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody listening and being tuned in all over North America. I hope you've had a tremendous Thursday. I'll be hanging out with you for the next 3 hours. This show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always tune in on the free Odyssey app. You can hit rewind. You can hit pause. You can start from the beginning. You could do whatever you want on the Odyssey app. Thank you to people listening live on their local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you got SiriusXM, it's channel 375. If you got a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you oh so much to Westwood One College basketball analyst John Crispin for joining us last hour as we getting set and all ready for the Sweet 16. Yeah, we got the first matchup getting started in about 10 minutes from now. BYU taking on Alabama in about 40 minutes. We have Maryland and that Crab 5 versus them Florida Gators. Let's be real. If we got to think about animals, ain't no gator getting beat up by a crab. It would take a million crabs to beat up a gator. And then even then, I don't think so. We got Arizona and Duke tonight. Got Arkansas and Texas later on tonight. We'll keep you all up to date on all of the games as they start to kick off. And, of course, if I'm still on air. Hey, you want to be a part of the show? You can do that, too. The phone number, 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. It's also the start of the Major League Baseball season, sans those two games that we had in Japan. We got some final scores. We got a lot of finals. I wish I could have watched them, but the MLB app sucked earlier. It didn't work. Yankees beat the Brewers 4-2. The O's smacked the Blue Jays 12-2. The Red Sox beat the Rangers 5-2. The Giants beat the Reds 6-4. Oh, my God. Well, this is a battle of two terrible teams. Hickey, the White Sox beat the Angels 8-1.
If you're an L.A. fan, L.A. Angel fan, I mean, yeah. You're talking about being down bad. Down bad.
White Sox won a baseball game.
And blew you out, too.
The 8-1, right?
It wasn't even close. I mean, you right now, the fact that you could say after one game you're not even on par with the White Sox.
Man. Well, how many
long
more wins?
Long season in L.A.
How many more wins do the White Sox got at them?
40? 39.
Yeah, right? Damn.
Can they stop the season right now? They may just say, you know, 1-0. We're good.
1-0, let's leave the season perfect. I don't know. Somebody, was Jerry Reinsdorf awake to watch it, or was he doing something else? I don't know. No idea. How about this? The Guardians beat the Royals 7-4, and the Astros beat the Mets 3-1. Right before we went to break, we watched this elaborate championship ceremony, pregame ceremony by the Los Angeles Dodgers as they celebrate their World Series victory. Hickey, what's wrong with me? I swear that the thing that they just unveiled, it said 2025. Did you notice that?
I thought it, well, are you talking about the banner or the flag?
No, the thing they put on the side. Did it say 24 or 25?
I have to look closer.
Okay.
I did not see.
Okay, maybe it's me. No big deal. We know the Dodgers won the World Series in 2024. Yeah, I've been confused lately, Hickey. Yesterday, listening to LeBron James on Pat McAfee, there was a point in time where he was, I don't know what he was describing, but he referred to last year as 2025, and he referred to this year as 2026, and nobody corrected him, and I had to go, yeah. He was referring to, I think Bronny. He's like, yeah, he had a health issue last year, 2025, and now he's back to playing in here in 2026. And I had to go, LeBron James is so rich. Forget rich. LeBron James is so wealthy. He doesn't even know what year we're in right now. No idea. Right? Life is so damn good. LeBron James just gets up and goes. He has a schedule. He knows what he's doing. Has no idea. Hickey, I want to live to see the day where I do not know and I do not care what year it is. I wish.
People, like both my parents are retired, so they always brag about, yeah, I don't know what day it is. You know, every day is Saturday. That's an ultimate flex. I don't know what year it is.
Don't know what year it is.
2026, 2036, who cares?
Yeah, I'm reminded every day I get up and come to work. I'm reminded every April 15th when I got to deal with taxes. I know what year it is.
Think LeBron knows what tax day is?
You think he knows how much comes out, but you think he cares?
That's true. That's a good way to phrase it. You're probably right.
Come on, God. We know he's a billionaire. And amongst his assets, forget his assets. I'm pretty sure he has some art, house, other stuff, production companies, all of that stuff, okay? Hickey, how much cash do you think he literally has access? Like, not access. How much cash do you think he has? How liquid is he?
That's a great question.
He got like 500 liquid?
I was going to say probably less.
Less than five?
He's getting paid pretty well, though. Like, that's cash coming in. But do you invest? How much do you think he invests? Do you invest a lot in that?
Yeah. And then you got the Nike deal as well. Hickey, I'm automatically thinking about his career earnings. And I'm half in that, okay? Half of that is out the door to the IRS, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then he's probably made just as much off of his Nike contract and endorsements, maybe, right? Give or take, maybe that's just fair. A little less, maybe.
Including endorsements, I think that's fair.
And so you have that money, and then you have the money that has to be spent, I guess, you know, to live. So what do you think? He's 300, 400 liquid?
That feels fair. It's pretty damn, damn liquid.
Yeah, the IRS took the rest of it, but damn, that's still a lot of cash.
Wow, imagine being able to go there. Yeah, I got to take a quick deposit out. Do your zeros go up that high? No? Okay.
He doesn't even do regular banking. He does private wealth banking. These fancy people that you don't even see.
So I wouldn't even know about that. I don't even know where of that level of wealth.
Hickey, we need to talk to, I know a faster way to get this done. For us to make this money, we need to call El Chapo. Okay.
Oh.
Let's call him. Can he take phone calls?
I think he can make them.
You think he gets a collect call once a month?
I think so. Now, he may not use that one call on us,
no.
But I think he is definitely reachable.
Okay. All right. He had a tendency to escape for a couple of years. I don't know if they want him communicating with anybody.
What would you ask him?
Where's the money?
Oh, okay.
Well, I guess it's dirty, so I don't want it either, Benny, but...
Of course.
He knows how to make money. I would take whatever he told me and try to apply it in a clean way.
Watch Ozark and try to, you know, copy some ideas.
I don't know what that is.
No?
What's that?
It's kind of... It's basically the American version of El Chapo.
American...
With Jason Bateman.
I don't know who that Washington, guy is.
You know Jason Bateman.
I don't.
You definitely know him.
The Punisher, the what's his name? The bald guy with the gun, right?
Oh, my. Bald guy with the gun? You think it's Jason? I don't even know who that is.
Who's that? He had a movie, The Exterminator. What was his name?
I've never seen that.
Do you know who I'm talking about?
No idea.
Jason Latham? Is that his name?
Maybe. Jason Statham.
Yeah, but the guy had like a series of three or four movies. He was bald dude. He just walked around with a gun.
Yeah, I think you're talking about Jason Statham. No, that's not who Jason Bateman is.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know this guy.
He was in Role Models. He was in Couples Retreat.
I don't know what Role Models is. I don't know what that is.
That was kind of around your time where I feel like you'd be going to the movies.
No, I don't know what that is.
Anyway, he's the main character in Ozark. He's a guy, he's an accountant. Who gets caught up in a drug ring cartel and starts washing money and laundering money in different casinos and stuff like that in the Ozarks out in Missouri.
Okay. Oh, so that's something that I should consider.
I think maybe you should watch and take some notes.
Okay.
Better than calling some quick money.
Better than calling El Chapo.
I think you'd learn more watching that than trying to get in touch with El Chapo.
What is he, in Colorado somewhere? Right?
I have a great question. No idea.
If I called the Supermax and said, hey, can I speak to El Chapo?
You might get on the list.
I was going to say, are they going to hang up on me or what's going to... I'm going to be on the list. Yeah. Who's this clown? Oh, the banner did say 2024. Kudos to the Dodgers for not screwing up.
Could you imagine?
Yeah. Or it just says 2025.
You got to leave it up right now. Just... Oh, play for it. I mean, no pressure.
They're gonna win in 2025, aren't they, right?
They're gonna win.
Like, unless Shohei breaks both arms and Mookie Betts never regains weight after his stomach bug. Freddie Freeman just gets old and falls off of a cliff. Roki Sasaki misses home, so he wants to go back to Japan. Like, everything, all of these things would have to happen. And Blake Snell is just, he just showed up. Like, nobody cares. He's like, yeah, I just win Cy Young's. And this guy just showed up. By the way, the Dodgers getting ready to take on Skubal right now out in L.A. after the Dodgers had what felt like a 40-minute ceremony, felt like it, a 40-minute ceremony to celebrate their 2024 championship. Oh, by the way, I told you, the New York Yankees, they just won their game not too long ago, 4-2 against the Brewers. And you want to talk about, like, nobody else having a chance? Even looking at the Yankees, I'm just like, they can't deal with the Dodgers, and the Dodgers just smoked them in the World Series. They still have nightmares about what Freddie Freeman did to them. Regardless, Aaron Boone, earlier today, he said, we, the New York Yankees, we are ready to play baseball games that actually matter. I'm sick of spring training. This is what he said on The Fan.
It's about that time, especially for a lot of guys that I feel like are ready to go. Let's get up to the Bronx, a little cooler weather, and hopefully get off to the right start.
Oh, whatever. Come on. Hickey, I like the Yankees. I got no enthusiasm for them. None. Zero.
Nor should you when you look at some of those players outside of Aaron Judge. Woof.
Oh, my God. I looked at that. I was telling my brother this today. I said, this is the Yankees lineup? I said, am I missing something? Like, Bellinger needs to bounce back, and then Goldschmidt needs to bounce back. And I saw Volpe hit a home run today. He needs to be consistent. I was like, Aaron Judge is, he's like, damn. Like, can I get some help somewhere?
Ben Rice is your DH? Oof.
I don't know.
Giancarlo Stanton gets hurt lifting weights? Oof.
Not yet, Hickey, not yet. Did he already?
He's out for the year, basically.
Oh, well, his elbow's from last year, they said. From
right,
last
but how'd he hurt his elbow? He doesn't play the field, so he can't throw the ball. How does he hurt both elbows?
Swinging that short bat of his, right?
Are those too many tricep pushdowns?
I thought he stopped with all the weights and I thought Giancarlo Stanton got more involved in the yoga, the stretching. I know he was dating all those models. Why did he ask the models how to stretch, right? Isn't that what they do? Pilates and stuff?
I thought that was the whole philosophy behind it. But, I mean, he's still pretty jacked. He didn't lose any muscle mass, that's for sure.
He was raking in the World Series. There was no issue with his elbows then. What was he getting, a shot every day, I guess? I don't know.
Two shots. I mean, both elbows are cooked. Right. So, boom, boom.
He didn't want to do that for 162 games. I don't blame him.
Well, yeah. When you're getting paid $50 or $30 million a year.
You think he should get a shot in both elbows every day to play or just have surgery and be out for the year?
I mean, realistically, surgery and getting a long-term fix is what you want to do.
Imagine if you needed to get a needle every day to show up to work.
I would not. That's really the main reason why, JR, I'm not a pro athlete. Forget everything else. I couldn't deal with the blood work, the needles, the shots. No thanks.
Long-ass epidural needles go right into your spine.
Oh, my God. I'm shivering just at the thought of
right.
that.
Yeah, big. Well, they give you a little bit of
That sounds so bad. So bad.
Yeah, somebody got a needle today, right? Somebody.
Somebody did. And thankfully, not me.
Not me either, no. No needles for me. This is just sad to watch. Blake Snell is on the mound. And it's just getting ready to watch him. Just I don't know. Maybe he'll get smacked around. Every now and then, you never know with Blake Snell. Just wild. Can't wait to see what the Dodgers do this year. It's going to be a hell of a season. And meanwhile, on the NCAA side, tip-off is underway here. BYU and Alabama getting us all set and ready. You know what? We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, I'll give you a little score update on BYU and Alabama. They just got started. And then I got to tell you about something absolutely terrible. Oh, well, he's terrible. His name is Stephen A. Smith. His ego, you thought it couldn't get bigger? You thought that he couldn't love himself more than him? He's gone above and beyond Terrell Owens. Terrell Owens had one of my favorite quotes of all time. Great JR Sport Brief guest, by the way. It's been a couple of years. And T.O. needs to come back. This man once said, I love me some me. Great quote. Stephen A. Smith today, in trying to respond to LeBron James, he's just proven to be a jackass, like a real one. LeBron James might be all the terrible things Stephen A. is saying about him. Maybe, I don't know. But Stephen A. Smith is just, He seems obsessed. We hear what he had to say on the other side of the break. I can't believe one of the things he had to say, especially bringing up Kobe Bryant. What? It's starting to get nasty, this whole Stephen A. LeBron thing. And Stephen A. just needs to stop while he's ahead. We'll get into that. We'll talk some college basketball. We'll keep you up to date on the baseball. We got Sweet 16. It's a lot going on. Man, we got Brett Boone next hour. Major League Baseball former All-Star for the Mariners. We got a lot to do. The JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I need to let you know this right now. This portion of the show is sponsored by Hyundai. The Hyundai Getaway Sales Event is going on now. Get deals so right, it almost feels wrong. But don't wait. Visit your local Hyundai dealer. Do it today. This is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Misery, misery, misery. Hey, right now, this minute, this second, 5 minutes have gone by in this game between BYU and Alabama. BYU leads Alabama 13-12 right now, this second. We spoke to John Crispin, Westwood One college basketball analyst, and he right out of the gate, and rightfully so, so far, he said this one might be a little bit of a barn burner, that we should expect a lot of points to go flying in this game. Hey, let's take a listen to head coach of Alabama. His name is Nate Oates. He's talking about his main man, Kevin Young, and the job that he's done so far here. Let's listen.
A lot of respect for what Kevin's done in year one there, getting them playing one of the more modern styles of basketball and all of college basketball. You know, he was NBA assistant for a long time. I know him a little bit, been to some Suns training camps when he was an assistant. I think they've done a really good job.
Oh, man, if you're going to be a coach, and all these coaches do is pat each other on the backs, drink some tea before you hand out the compliment. Now, don't sound miserable while you do it. Coaches are smart most times. All they do is laud compliments, even at bum-ass teams that they know are terrible. What about the coach from BYU? What about Kevin Young? He talks about Alabama. Is he a little bit more enthusiastic? Let's take a listen.
Excited to, you know, advance in this tournament and have a chance to, you know, keep playing. Obviously, Alabama is a great team, super well coached, and you know, tall task for us. But have our guys feel like we're in a really good, you know, mental place.
Yeah, he's a couple of years younger. I don't know, 5, 6, 7, 8 years younger than Nate Oates. So maybe that's just youthful enthusiasm. BYU, Alabama playing it close early. Keep you up to date as everything continues going on. I'm waiting on Maryland and Florida to get going. If you want to be a part of the show, you can call up. Phone number here is 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Now, I unfortunately have to tell you about, well, we talked about it last night. We played some of the clips last night. LeBron James on Pat McAfee's show. In what appeared to be an unfiltered interview, something that we haven't heard or seen from LeBron James and it feels like forever, in a very long time. And he talked about a wide variety of subjects, everything from his son and his health scare, his relationship with Michael Jordan, or the lack thereof, one currently exists. They went through everything. And even not as much, it wasn't a huge emphasis, but they talked about Stephen A. Smith. And some of the comments that he had to make. And he's like, Stephen A. Smith has been on a world tour. He said that Stephen A. Smith enjoys the attention that he's receiving from LeBron James. And he's like, Stephen A. Smith is probably sitting in his tidy whities eating ice cream, enjoying the fact that LeBron James even responded to him on the show. Well, of course, Stephen A. Smith needed to respond today. Stephen A. Smith did not appreciate a lot. He spent about 17 minutes. I would say maybe 25 minutes total in the show this morning of First Take was Stephen A. Smith responding to LeBron. and it just, it sounded bad. It sounded like an ex with a broken heart who can't get over it, screaming to their friends, except for their friends, on a nationally televised audience. And I get it. Stephen A. Smith is making $20 million a year. I think he's detached from reality. He looks desperate at this point right now. He's sad trying to get his point across and responding to LeBron and just leaving it be. Stephen A. Smith is pretty sad. It's pretty bad. Last night, LeBron responded again after his game winner against the Pacers. LeBron put up a post about Stephen A. saying that he would box, you know, LeBron. He'd hit LeBron and then get hurt if LeBron ever put a hand on him, knowing that LeBron would destroy him. You know what? This is what he said on his show. If LeBron ever touched me, I'd get physical back.
And had I done something, what do y'all want me to do? You want me to act? You want this to be a reincarnation of Chris Rock and Will Smith? And let me state for the record that while we bring up that, let me assure you, it wouldn't have gone down like that. I would have gotten my ass kicked, because had that man put his hands on me, I would have immediately swung on him. Immediately.
Yeah, LeBron James had fun with that one. He found a video of Stephen A. Smith boxing. He looks like the world's slowest boxer hitting the mitts. And LeBron James posted it. And people had a field day. They made fun of Stephen A. because most people are looking at Stephen A. Smith going, you sound real lame by continuing to respond and make your case. Like, Stephen A. Smith continues to call LeBron James a phony and a liar, and he knows the real LeBron. It's just, well, prove it. Don't talk about it. This just sounds lame at this point. Stephen A., this morning on First Take, he called LeBron petty for posting that boxing video.
He puts out some page about me, boxing and all of this other stuff from a decade ago with two torn rotator cuffs. Fine, no problem. It's very, very embarrassing video, I'll be the first to say, and all that stuff, even though I like it to be left up there. Because if people think I want to throw hands like that, that's how I throw hands, knock yourself out. I'm good with it. I know that the man I am today is not the man that I was a decade ago, physically or beyond. I can tell you that. So we get that out the way. Why do I bring that up? Because that's how petty you've become. You're LeBron James. You that butthurt over the things that I'm saying, that you would post that video? When has LeBron James ever done something like that? But suddenly you're doing that as it pertains to me. This man is in his feelings. I wonder why. Could it be because I don't believe you're the GOAT? Because I'll never believe you're the GOAT? Because I have you number two at all times?
He sounds petty himself. I feel like I'm at a high school, I don't want to call it a reunion, I feel like I'm at the high school lunch table. Like, I get it, it's your job to talk about LeBron. LeBron is playing basketball. He hasn't said anything to you. He went up to you. I don't think that was necessarily the right move, but he decided to do it. And then he addressed him twice. And then three times last night. It feels like Stephen A. Smith, as he said, he's been on a whole media tour. It feels like Stephen A. Smith is just as petty. I saw jokes. I saw a joke that said after last night's game winner, Stephen A. Smith was going to have an interview with National Geographic to talk about his issues with LeBron. Like, he'll talk to anybody right now. Yeah. Like, let me go have a conversation with some giraffes. It's too much. Stephen A. Smith is a mess. He continued on. He didn't just say LeBron James is petty. Stephen A. Smith went as far to say that LeBron James, after his appearance on Pat McAfee, Stephen A. said LeBron is a liar.
Don't the truth matter? Because there's one person in this ordeal that's telling the truth, and it's me. I don't lie to y'all. His ass lies a lot. And there's a lot of shady stuff that he does. And one of the things is his passive aggressiveness. And the two-facedness, and smile in your face, and dig you in behind the back. I happen to know that about him, which is why I don't like him, and he don't like me. But it doesn't stop me from being fair and calling it like I see it.
Ah, okay. He's a liar. About what? About things that I'm not going to tell you about, but things that I can't tell you about, but I'm not going to tell you about. But he's a liar. If you're going to say all of that, just say what he's lying about. I mean, if you're going to go in, it feels like you have already gone in, then just jump full feet in. Put both feet in the water. Don't dip a toe in. You just as petty, man. This is the guy with the journalism degree in a big head. LeBron James is a liar, but I'm not going to tell you what I know. And then he started to tell a few things vaguely. And one of the things that Stephen A. Smith brought up, I personally at the moment, I'm like, OK, this is too much. Like, I really know you're into yourself. Stephen A. Smith brought up Kobe Bryant's funeral and said LeBron wasn't there. And I'm like, this is what we're doing right now? Like, this is just in poor taste. Like, this is piss poor. Even utilizing this example to make a point about how bad of a guy LeBron is, he didn't go to this guy's funeral. This is just, it's dumb. It's just beyond dumb. Just shut up at this point. Like, it's one thing for you to be in your feelings, Stephen A. Smith. It's another thing to try to make your point based off of someone who's not even alive anymore. Like, why we gotta use someone's funeral as a touch point about how terrible another human being is? Like, spare me, man. Listen to Stephen A. Smith. He went as far to bring up Kobe's funeral. Listen to this.
I suggest that he be happy with the things that I haven't brought up. I never brought up, really, and never really discussed why you were not at Kobe Bryant's memorial service. I never really brought up or discussed why you did not attend Dwayne Wade's Hall of Fame induction when that man was directly responsible for you capturing a championship for the first time in your career. I brought up none of that. I didn't bring up the fact that even though when people had asked, you had alluded to what had happened tragically to your son, and thank God he's okay with his heart condition. I didn't bring up the fact that even though you couldn't go to the Hall of Fame induction of Dwayne Wade weeks earlier, you were out of the country on business. I didn't bring that up. That's your personal business. I brought up none of these things.
Except for right now, I'm bringing that up. Oh, yeah, and by the way, LeBron James was at Kobe Bryant's memorial service. He was. And Stephen A. Smith in the show and then also online decided to post this. My apologies and clarification. I misspoke in hour one of the show today when I intimated that LeBron did not attend Kobe Bryant's memorial. I corrected myself in hour number two when I acknowledged he was indeed in attendance. My mistake. I should not have even broached that subject. It was not my main point. I retract nothing else that I said. Have a nice day! Exclamation point. At least after the fact, he knew enough that you are a jackass to bring up a guy's funeral, to bring up a guy's memorial service to make your point. It's also wrong enough that you were wrong. Like, I used to be a fan of Stephen A. Smith. I don't know, like 15, 20 years ago when I used to listen to him on the radio. But the guy that I used to listen to on the radio is not the guy that's grown to what he is over the past, you know, 10, 15 years. The guy that lost his job at ESPN and then got it back. The guy that grew with Skip Bayless to grow into the embrace debate space. The guy who's now making $20 million a year and apparently his head can't even fit through a doorway right now. He's so into himself. He's sitting around talking about being president one day, maybe not being president. He's everywhere. He loves the sound of his own voice. He's a celebrity. Damn it, we're talking about him. Everybody's talking about him. God bless him. And then he finished that whole crap that he was saying earlier today. He punctuated it with this. To me, it's not a threat, but it just sounds rather. It sounds like he's going to continue trying to poke the LeBron voodoo doll in his house. He says, you know what? LeBron ain't going to play forever. I'm going to be talking for a long time. Listen to this.
The day he came up to me was the day my new contract was announced. So he knows, like everybody else, it's going to be a little while before I go away. I was here before he got here in 2003. And in all likelihood, I'm going to be here when he's gone. You got to deal with that, bro. Plain and simple.
I feel like I'm listening to the threat of a movie. Like, I'm listening to a Batman villain on the back end threatening Batman. Batman, I'm not done with you. I'm going to come get you at the end. Like, what are we doing? Come on. LeBron James is... that man going to live a good life regardless of what Stephen A. say. Even if he has to show up every now and then and get in his face, which I wasn't a fan of. I'm like, yo, why are you trying to punk Stephen A. Smith? And now Stephen A. Smith feels like he's being punked. So now he's just going to whine and cry to every outlet available, even National Geographic. Hey, Stephen A., you're the one who gets paid to talk every day. LeBron James, he runs up and down the court. He does his talk show. He got a new podcast with Steve Nash coming now. He talks when he wants to. This guy talks every day, has a platform every single day, multiple times a day, it feels like. Get over it, man. Get over it. You sound like someone who was rejected at the altar and can't get over it and is screaming to every, but forget an altar, that's too far. You sound like a high school kid who has their heart broken. Get over it. Please. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. What do you think about this Stephen A. LeBron thing? Like, I feel like Stephen A., he's walking around like he's a jilted lover. The phone lines are open. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Phone lines are open. What are your thoughts on this situation with LeBron and Stephen A? I'm going to get Ryan Hickey's thoughts on the other side of the break. And then someone, speaking of somebody who has a big old head, I'm going to tell you about a college basketball coach who he admits he's done some things the wrong way and maybe he's been humbled. I'll tell you about that person as well. We got a lot to do.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. About 6 minutes to go in the first half between Alabama and BYU. Alabama leading 38. It's a 32. We got a BYU player. I don't see who it is. He is leaking on the floor right now from his forehead. They got to clean that poor guy up. Meanwhile, Maryland and Florida, they are underway. Right now, Florida has a 7-4 lead. Only 4 minutes has gone by in this game. Let's get to the phone lines. It's real simple. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Right before we went to break, he gave you an update on the Stephen A. Smith, LeBron James drama from earlier today. Stephen A. Smith doubling down and then also making what I found just to be a terrible mistake. Even he ultimately apologized for it. He shouldn't have done it in the first place. Is one, you know, bringing up Kobe Bryant's memorial and kind of insinuating how bad of a guy LeBron James is, whatever reason that he didn't attend. Ultimately, LeBron James did attend. He was there. Stephen A. Smith apologized for getting that wrong. And then he said, I shouldn't even brought it up. But then I still stand by everything else that I said. It's just bad at this point. It's sad. It's sad as well. 888-710-4ISN. It's 888-710-4ISN. Harrison is calling from Iowa. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show, Harrison. What's up?
Hey, JR. It's a privilege and an honor to be on the show. Thank you very much. I would like to say everybody kind of knows that Stephen Hayes changed over the few years. I mean, he's got his little recurring role on General Hospital, and I know he had an episode today. And he's also, isn't he, with Cuomo and Bill O'Reilly doing, like, some political tour or something like that? Whatever. They're going to have a topic tour that's going around, the three of them. And years ago, would Stephen A. be on a political show or anything like that? I mean, the guy has definitely changed. I agree with you.
Yeah,
thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Harrison, for calling from Iowa. I wasn't even aware that he had a recurring role on General Hospital. I heard that he was on General Hospital a few years ago. I didn't know that he was still popping up. General Hospital is not my thing. I didn't know it was still on. I guess somebody has to watch it, right? General Hospital, All My Children. I forgot the other ones. I don't know. I thought those things were done. What do I know? Soap operas? Novellas? What do I know? I thought they were finished. Hickey, I didn't know. Did you know General Hospital still came on?
I do, because usually when I walk in, around 3:30, someone has it on in our break room.
Uh-oh.
I think it's Channel 7, right? ABC is where a lot of those are on. And sometimes, depending on who's in there, sometimes it'll be on.
Somebody at work is watching General Hospital.
So, yeah, still fresh episodes. I mean, I don't know. Wow. It's been on for what, like 30 years? What are the storylines?
I don't know.
But
I remember, remember there's that one old guy and that one old lady. They were old when I was young, and I don't even know how old they are now. I don't know. I'll Google them in a break. Anyway, and speaking of drama, what are your thoughts on this back and forth nonsense? Stephen A. should stop, right? There's no winning this. Now he's bringing stuff up and getting stuff wrong and apologizing for stuff and calling him a liar, but he's saying stuff but not saying nothing at this point.
For me, this whole feud has just jumped the shark at this point. Like, I'm ready for it to be done. Like, also, we've lost the plot in the sense of the original beef was about what Stephen A. said about Bronny and his playing time, which I think is fair to criticize Bronny being on an NBA court. It went back to the Sixers game, which it feels like ages ago. And now we went from criticism of an NBA player to now, like, we're talking about who the kind of person, like, what are we doing? Talking about how bad of a guy you are. This guy's not
liar.
There. What are we doing?
He wasn't at Kobe's memorial. Come on.
Like, how do we get here? It also feels predictable in just the sense of, like, what Stephen A. Smith, what he's become, and now how he feels like the whole world revolves around him. And so this is, like, the least surprising thing that he's kind of taken this to the next level and really milking it for everything that he can and trying to make himself more important in this whole feud.
Yeah.
It's just like you said, it's sophomoric. It's like very high school, junior girls just
bad girls
with each other.
Club.
It's really. I hate this. I am so ready for it to be done.
I think it's going to slow down because I don't know what else is. What is there for LeBron? Didn't say he didn't. To be honest, for all the talking that Stephen A. Smith has done, LeBron James really hasn't responded. He responded sitting down with Pat McAfee. He obviously kind of initiated, you know, this what we got right now by stepping to him at a basketball game, which I also find to be kind of lame. And then Stephen A. has just taken it to the extreme. Because why not? It's gonna put all the attention on Stephen A. Smith, and so here we have it. It's just if today wasn't a lesson, and he's not dumb enough to not apologize, Stephen A. Smith. But to evoke Kobe Bryant in his memorial service is not the time, bro. That's not the example. Like, let Kobe Bryant, let that man's name rest in peace, okay? Like, we don't got to bring him up and his service and who wasn't there. And, oh, LeBron is such a bad guy. He wasn't even at the service. I wonder why. I know why, but I'm not going to tell you. Like, come on. Shut up. And there's nothing to say after this. Is Stephen A. Smith going to go on more of a media tour? I think people are kind of, as Icky said, worn out by now. You got the word in earlier today. I don't see a way that LeBron James is going to further respond after what he posted last night. There's nothing for LeBron. What is LeBron going to say? I'm sure here and there, you know, over the next several months, there might be a snide remark. Things should be quiet until we get to the playoffs, until we get to the postseason. Because what else is there to say unless Stephen A. Smith is just going to continue to pour gasoline on this, which at this point, he already looks lame. Like I said, stop. Quit while you're not even ahead. Don't get any more ahead of yourself than you already are. It's that simple. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Man, these games fly by when you're on the air. Damn. Right now, this minute, this second, we got Florida. About halfway through the first half, the Gators lead the Terrapins 12-9. Meanwhile, if we go ahead and take a look at our other matchup, Alabama is leading BYU 44-36. There's a little less than 4 minutes to go in the first half of that game. This game's flying by. And shout outs again to John Crispin for joining us earlier on in the show. We got another guest coming up in this upcoming hour. We're going to be joined in about 30 minutes. We're going to be joined by Brett Boone, a three-time Major League Baseball All-Star, Seattle Mariners legend, brother of Aaron Boone. Brett Boone is going to come by, and of course, I'm going to ask this man, are the Dodgers just going to win a World Series again? What are the chances that your brother's team gets back to the World Series? We'll ask him about some of these other contenders, whether it be the Braves or the Phillies. There's a lot to get into. You're locked into the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We come back on the other side of the break. The phone lines are open if you want to give me a holler. And then I told you, speaking of being humbled, there's a college basketball coach. He's been humbled. Dan Hurley. Yeah, we'll get into that on the other side. Plus your calls and Brett Boone. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. Don't move.